welcome everyone. This is my very first podcast. Well, it's the first podcast I've done for this network and I've done for Riv and Landon. I want to thank them for this. This is the Isolation Podcast. So a little bit about me. I am Brad Foster. You may know me as a frequent guest of the show. I am a former stand-up comic. And now, I guess I'm what you'd call someone who went kind of batshit insane and got burnt out on society in general. Moved up to the middle of nowhere in Vermont with my girlfriend. Bought a bunch of guns and kind of preparing and hoping that the world ends just so I can laugh in people's fucking faces and tell them, ha, I told you so. I didn't move up. I moved up right on the Canadian border, and I didn't do that because Trump got elected. I did that months before the election even fucking finished up. I just know things are going to shit, and I know I don't like him anymore. And after years of spending time as a comic trying to change things, I realized that there's no way I am ever going to be able to change anything. My voice is insignificant, and me as a person, I am also insignificant. So, I wondered for a little bit. I was like, oh, what am I going to do with this podcast? Because I'm completely alone. I don't have guests. I think the only guest I'm going to have, and it's really sad, but at least I'm being honest with you guys. By the way, that's just me enjoying my pipe tobacco. I'm thinking I'm going to have one guest on here every now and again, and that's my my closest friend up here in Vermont. He's an 11-year-old boy. He's the neighbor kid. All I do is mess with him. His mother agreed that I could put him on the podcast, so I'm thinking maybe after I do 4 or 5 of these, I'm going to have him on, so it won't be enjoyable at all. So I'm going to get into this. I have hours and hours and hours a day now to just think about shit and what I do and don't like. And what about society bugged me? What about people in general bugged me? I'm usually, to be honest, high as a kite. I spend 70% of my time, like, just stoned, ball sack out, stoned now. So I realized that, you know, I came back from a trip to Hawaii, which, by the way, Hawaii sucks dick. I was on Waikiki. I was there with my buddy who's a builder. And we went to the famous Waikiki Beach. And it was just fucking, like, 300 feet of sand, and the rest was hotels up until the water. The water was shit. When I got there, I expected a fucking Samoan guy banging on a log for my entrance, and I didn't even get an Asian lady with flowers. My friend met me there, and we sat around smoking cigarettes for 20 minutes because her car was fucking so sun-bleached, it has problems. Has problems even fucking starting there. The Hawaiian culture is bullshit. You know how they make you say it's like aloha culture, bro, everything's about surfing and beauty and yada yada yada. It's bullshit. All that fucking Hawaii was me standing in lines and fucking sitting around pissed off because Japanese tourists or Haoles from LA had come in and fucking ruined everything. I was there. I was kind of taken in as a local because my friends have been living there. They took me in as locals. I didn't rent a fucking Corvette as a rental car and go with my top down to piss people off. Going around in a broke down fucking VW. And everyone was like, alright. Fucking, I only got called a Howley twice. If you don't know, Howley is their racial slur for white people who ruined Hawaii. But Hawaii kind of ruined its fucking self. The entire thing is one big rat infested cockroach pit of an island. My friends, when I got up to, like, use the bathroom, be cockroaches fucking everywhere in their bathroom and in their kitchen. It's like, do you spray for them or kill them or anything? Nah, you just leave them. There's too many of them. You can't do anything about it. The other thing is, like, I've lived in some shitty places before. I lived on a free-range alpaca farm. I lived in a broken-down, abandoned hunting cabin. I lived in my friend's garage in a Korean neighborhood. I lived behind a couple bars, slept in Union Square Park, and let me tell you something, those places were still fucking better than, like, living in Hawaii. Like, people there will cut down, like, if a telephone pole falls, they'll cut that shit up, they'll put it as four posts, they'll put some aluminum siding on it, and then they'll charge you $1,200 a fucking month to live there, calling it a two-bedroom apartment, and they'll let you use the bathroom in the main house. It's fucking ridiculous, the pricing, and fucking living there is nearly impossible. That's another reason why I moved out to where I fucking moved, because I pay $400 a month for 12 acres, and my fucking landlords are on the same plot of land, they're right next to me, but they're the nicest fucking human beings I've ever met. So, where I was going with all this was, I hate the ocean. I hate it. When I was in Hawaii, my friend who's a surfer, she was like, oh, don't fucking, like, why do you hate the ocean? And I was like, I don't know. It's not like the sharks that really bother me, because that's everyone's main fear, right? When they talk about the ocean, they're like, oh, I hate sharks. I just don't want to get bit by a shark. I don't want to get bit by a shark. Listen, the chances of you actually getting bit by a shark aren't fucking good, all right? What I don't like is that half of me is in a world that that has three axes. It's 3D. I gotta worry about up. I gotta worry about down. The thing is, like, my body, I swim fine. Body's made to survive, but the head not so much. I can't breathe in there. I gotta worry about what's fucking below me. If I'm underwater, I gotta worry about what's above me and below me. I just don't like the fucking ocean. And the thing that I actually hate the most about the ocean, well, there's two things. I'm gonna say they're otters and octopuses, or octopi. I don't know why everyone gets these stupid fucking kraken tattoos and these octopus tattoos. They're fucking scary, petrifying animal. Number one, they're smart. Smart. If they weren't fucking delicious, there'd probably be a lot more of them. But they're smart. Like, I've been out fishing. I've gone fishing. You're fishing. You throw a fucking metal hook with something some shit likes to eat into the water. And something is dumb enough to fucking bite onto it, and you pull it in. Simple, right? You can't just fish for octopus, though. That's the thing that fucking drives me insane. You have to, like, hunt for octopus. Octopus, like, it's, you have to have specialty everything to do it. It's fucking batshit insane to me that you gotta take a gun underwater, and then you gotta look around, and you gotta fucking try and find this 8 fucking armed thing and shoot it with a little fucking underwater gun that shoots a spear. It's fucking incredibly terrifying to me that that's what you have to fucking do. The other thing I don't really like about octopuses is that they can change colors. I don't like that there are animals that have superpowers. Chameleons can fuck off too. I don't like that I can't do what they do. I don't like that. I don't like that they can camouflage themselves. Like, easily. They don't need shit to camouflage themselves. Like, I saw ones that, yeah, they'll climb into shells and they'll climb into coconuts and shit. But I think that, like, I can't change my fucking colors to grass or leaves or shit in my surroundings, and they can, which makes me so fucking scared of them, and it makes me jealous of them, which is part of the reason why I fucking hate octopuses. I think they're bullshit animals. Octopus, they're also, like, they have underwater thumbs. I don't like other animals with thumbs. That freaks me out. They're just like us. Fucking, I like dogs because they have that weird fucking nail. They don't have thumbs. Like chimpanzees, they freak me out. When someone has a thumb, I know it's out to kill me. Or I know it could kill me if it decided to kill me. What is other weird little shit? Like bats? No one likes fucking bats. They have those weird little hands with thumbs. Octopuses are for sure out to kill you because they have underwater thumbs, which are just fucking suction cups. Ah! The joy of living in the middle of nowhere is nothing ever fucking works. Alright. I don't like octopuses because they have underwater thumbs. That's what a tentacle is to me. It's an underwater thumb. I don't like them. I don't trust them. I don't want to be around them. Alright, now we're back in action. Yeah, they have an underwater thumb. I don't like that they can grip things in the water when I can't. Basically, I don't like the fact that everything that they do, they are the most perfectly adapted animal for an environment. I have to strap a 200 fucking pounds of gear on and bring my own air down with me. You realize that's how fucking weird we as human beings are? Like, we're not supposed to go in the ocean. We're not meant to go in the ocean. We're meant to fucking make a boat, go on top of that water, and pray that halfway through, a giant squid or a fucking whale or nothing goddamn eats us. We're not supposed to explore the oceans. We can't breathe down there. We shouldn't have to bring our own fucking air. That's it. It's bring your own air down there. That just tells you we shouldn't be down there. But yeah, they're perfectly adapted for that shit. They're the smartest thing in there besides, I don't know, what else is smart? Dolphins. Just fuck dolphins. I don't like dolphins. I don't like dolphins and I don't like otters. I'm going to talk about otters. I don't like dolphins and I don't like otters for the same reason, okay? I don't like marine mammals. If you breathe air and you live in the water, you're a fucking traitor. Pick a side. You're not meant to fucking be in there. You know? Like, that. I can walk anywhere on Earth, like on the ground. I can fucking walk there. As long as there's Earth under me, I can climb shit. I can fucking make it. I can fucking find water. It's just that it's meant for us. Like, I don't like that dolphins have to hold their breath when they sleep. Imagine if you did that. Imagine if you just held your breath while you went to fucking sleep. It doesn't seem right to me. I don't like otters, again, marine mammals, fuck them, but mainly because otters are really just, they're the worst animals. They're just bad people. Like, if a human being did the same thing that otters do, I'd be fucking incensed. I'd be so fucking pissed. First, they're one of the only animals that practices kidnapping. Fun fact for you, those adorable little things that everyone goes, ah, because they hold hands while they fall asleep so they don't float away because they live in the goddamn water and on land. Fucking sleep on land, asshole, so you don't have to fucking worry about floating away. Yeah, they practice kidnapping. They're the only animal. They have to eat like 80% of their body weight a day. Imagine being a human being. I'm 6'5" and 210 pounds. Imagine if I had to eat like 80 to 90 pounds of food a day. How bad that would be for the world if all of us had to do that. They're just a strain on the ecosystem. But when food's like scarce, when there's not a lot of food, they'll go and they'll steal cubs from moms. They'll steal babies. And they'll beat the shit out of the babies in front of the mom until she goes and gets enough food for all four of them. And they'll give back a beat-up baby. Can you imagine? Like, we write movies about kidnappings and shit like that, and otters just do that on a daily fucking basis. Like, that's just their thing when food gets scarce. They're also pretty bad rapists. But they're not just, like, otter rapists. They're gang rapists. If you couldn't make that even worse, if you couldn't make gang rape even worse, they gang rape outside of their own species. So, there's plenty of documented cases where, like, five otters will get together, and they'll hold down a seal, and they'll just rape it to death until it can't breathe anymore. Again! Why are you living in the water? If you have to hold your breath, stupid fucking seal. That's what happens. I'm not saying the rape you deserve, but I am saying the beatings. And if you drown to death and you're a seal, you get it. Like, that's what you deserve. I have no remorse or empathy for you. But they'll hold seals down, and they'll just rape them to death until they drown. They'll still beat up the bodies afterwards, too. Like, they continue to fuck with corpses. Put this into perspective. Like, if I just went out, stole someone's baby, beat it up, returned it to the mother, then violently raped something to death. Like, just, you know, right across, like, walk 200 feet to their neighbor's house, just raped something to death and asphyxiated it. Like, I'd be a really bad person. And then I just ate everything in both of those two people's houses and felt no remorse. I don't know. I just don't like otters because of that. Also, fun fact, another scary fucking thing. River otters are the scariest animals ever. Because river otters grow to be my height. They're a tube of meat and muscle that rapes and kills. Another thing that freaks me out is, like, animals that use tools. Like crows, bumblebees, otters, they pick up a little rock and they know how to bash something's head open. Can you imagine if eight of them just ganged up and realized that you could break open other stuff besides sea urchins with rocks? And how did that otter discover that? Who's the first otter to be like, you know what? You crack open these spiny things with a rock, you don't get poisoned to death. Like, yeah, that's a certain level of intelligence I don't really trust. I don't think they've earned the right to be that intelligent. I think God did it wrong. If there is God, there isn't. other news in my life is my lesbian friend, who's super, super liberal. She is also super gay. Lives in Salem, Massachusetts. Has a wife. She said, with the new Trump presidency and all the stuff that's going on in and around Boston, she doesn't feel safe anymore. So she got herself, she's getting herself her first gun. And I said, that's awesome. I think more people who are liberals should have guns. I think everyone should just arm up. Why the fuck not? But she and I were talking and I realized, like, you know, she doesn't like the hillbillies. I have a lot of hillbillies around me. She doesn't like them. She doesn't like rednecks. She doesn't like people that are fuck with her because she's gay. I've said that's fucking cool. It's awesome that she's getting a gun. But I figured, like, that a lot less people would own guns if gay people made gun ownership gay. Like, if they just... Like, they've taken a whole bunch, like, being in good shape, that's now a gay thing. That's not, like, a straight guy thing anymore. Being in really, really good shape, like, 2% body fat and below is gay. I think they're trying to take Timberland boots from us. God knows they took Daisy Dukes from us straight white guys in the 80s. I think they should take guns. Hold on. I gotta hit my pipe. So, whoo, it's like a soldier. Whew. Got myself a pipe from like the 1920s, one of those hand-carved wooden fucking thingamajiggers. Jesus Christ. Whoo. So, in my mind, gay people are really fucking like gay dudes. Gay dudes dictate fashion. They dictate with what white women like, and they dictate what rednecks are afraid of, you know. So if they took gays, like, I want like gay only shooting ranges, where the outside of it just says like faggots only. Like, they can't make it a little gay, like scarves. Like, scarves are a little gay, or just like brown shoes and brown belts or matching socks. Those are all things that are just like a little gay. I want them to make guns really gay. Like, really gay. I want gun cleaner / anal lube at the same time. Like, that's it. Because if they do it and it gets around to rednecks and shit, like, rednecks are gonna be like, fuck no, we can't have guns anymore. That shit's gay now. Like, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy would just be target practice. Gay people teaching straight people how to shoot guns again. But if you're like a redneck, and like, I want bears that go bear hunting, like big, fat, sweaty, stinky, super fucking each other in the ass hard gay dudes. I want them to go bear hunting. Be out in the woods together. You know, if you get bored, you just fuck each other. Suck each other's dicks. Because imagine being a redneck, wearing his little orange hunting gear, going out into the woods. And it's not just rednecks that hunt. I fucking hunt. I'm not a redneck. But I'm just saying, if like a redneck comes upon in the woods, just 12 hairy gay men fucking each other violently under a tree stand, rednecks are going to be, and they're all well-armed. Rednecks are going to be like, oh, fuck. All right. They can have it. They can have this shit. We're going to go learn to dance instead. Fair trade. Like, that's just the truth. If they just took that and were like, yeah, you know, and they get to have guns. And imagine how liberal gun laws would get. Because gay people, you know how to protest. You do. Gay people know how to fucking... Their protests are just a party that makes everyone feel uncomfortable enough where we're like, all right, just stop. Just, all right. What do you want? Just write it down so we don't have to keep seeing assless chaps in the streets. But, the thing about, like, guns, with her, is they've been so stigmatized. She was like, I don't like this, I don't like that I have to have this, I don't like that I live in an America where I feel like I have to be armed all the time. And I was just like, well, now you know how straight rednecks feel, because they're afraid of everything. They're afraid of Muslims that are just gonna, like, some dude sitting in Billings, Montana is just fucking loading up, afraid, because he thinks Arabs are gonna come and blow themselves up, or they think a black dude's gonna move into the neighborhood and shoot people up. Like, that's what racists actually think, which is scary to us as non-bigoted people. But, like, that they're living in fear, too. I don't know, it's one of those things where I was like, well, welcome. You know, you get to see how redneck scared white people think. They think the same way as you now. You were scared because you were gay. They're scared because you're gay and you're around and they're afraid of losing their lifestyle. So you getting a gun is like a great thing. Like, it's awesome. I also think everyone should take personal responsibility for their own safety in life. Like, at some point in life, someone's gonna try and, what is it, Nick Diaz said it? Or Nate Diaz was like, at some point in life, some motherfucker's gonna try and take something away from you. And that's the truth. Especially where I live now. We don't even have a police department. We have a constable who's a pothead. And the police, when you call them, they'll ask, like, hey, do I really need to go out there? Because they're over an hour away. Stateies, we have one state trooper that covers, like, four counties, and counties around here are fucking spread out in the middle of fucking nowhere. It's not a big population. But I'm saying to her, like, you know, it's awesome that you're having a gun, but, you know, she thinks it's some super fucking insane, dangerous, scary fucking thing, because that's what everyone's told her entire life. But when you hold the gun, you understand it's a tool. I have a revolver. I have a revolver. I didn't get, like, a 9mm that shoots out, like, 12 in a clip or anything fucking like that, because I don't need that shit, all right? I have a 22 revolver like a fucking cowboy, because if someone pulls a revolver on you, you know, like, that person notices that that's a revolver and knows you only have 6 shots, they know that you're gonna hit him with at least 2 of them out of those 6. That's because you gotta have a good aim. But, with a revolver, it's just like, you know, when I hold that, I don't get a rush. I'm not some dirtbag frat boy, Wall Street broker that's in Vegas going to the shooting range and finding everything's awesome. I'm just like someone that has a problem with the scariest. Oh, another animal that I hate. It's called the koi dog. I'll get into that after I explain this. Like, guns, when you hold them, they don't... You're not like, oh, I feel powerful compared to my fellow man. You're like, all right, this has a purpose. And they're really not that dangerous as long as you... as long as you have a safety and barrel control. That's really it. Just don't point at anything you don't want to shoot. Keep your safety on until you squeeze the trigger. Like, it's just a tool. It has a purpose. And one of its purposes, here... is koi dog removal. So I am an animal lover. I am. But I love specific animals that are awesome. If shit wants to kill me, I want to kill it first. And we have something called koi dogs. And what those are is here in Vermont, they used to have catamounts and a bunch of other wild predators, and they all pretty much got killed off by humans or bears or some shit. So what happened was Colorado, when they brought wolves and coyotes back over there, they migrated up into Canada, and then Canada passed the Great Lakes and everything, and these coyotes came down from Canada and found their way to Vermont. In Vermont, we have plenty of dead cows that they can eat, they can survive here, but also a lot of people don't spay and neuter their dogs here. So these coyotes, these male coyotes, started breeding with normal, like, domestic dogs. And you think, like, all that looks cool until you realize it's a coyote that's no longer afraid of human beings, basically. I've seen one, which is scary enough. I was coming back. I live at the base of a pretty high up mountain in the northern part of Vermont. Again, Canadian border bullshit. But I live right at the base of a pretty big mountain. I was coming down from the top of the mountain at night around 1 a.m. and I just see this massive black fucking thing walking in front of me. It looked like a jaguar, honest to God. But I saw it, and it was just the weirdest looking thing I've ever seen. And I guess it was a coyote and pit bull mix. And it was just the weirdest fucking looking thing. I don't know if that's even possible. People can tell me right now that's bullshit. If you know better than I do, fucking tweet at me. It's at Brett Foster. Tell me I'm fucking wrong. Point out articles and shit. But yeah, there are these mixes of coyotes. So they have all these wild... It's the de-domestication of a dog, basically, and it's fucking petrifying. And so, like, last year I saw one, but this year, I live on about, it's like a 12-acre property, only like 2 acres of it, maybe 4 acres of it, isn't woods. That's all land that they let the local farmer use to get hay and stuff. But now this year, I can hear them all along the tree line. You can hear these fucking koi dogs, and it's scary as shit. They make coyote noises, and you can't see them because they're staying in the wood, you know, the wooded areas. But you can tell they're fucking there, and you can tell there's a lot of them. They developed something called super packs. And I'll tell you a story. Before I moved to Vermont, I came to Vermont with a friend of mine. We were rock climbing in an area called Smuggler's Notch. But it was about a 45-minute trip into Stowe. His stepdad had a cabin on a little island in a little lake. And that's where we were staying, this little log cabin that was hand-built. It was awesome. But one morning we woke up to the sound in the distance of what sounded like tons of coyotes, and his stepdad was like, "No, up here we have something called super packs of coyotes and koi dogs, and they all get together." And we heard them; they got a kill, I guess, in the morning, and they were all fighting over the kill, and you could just hear them going nuts. But later on that night, we were all around the campfire making dinner. And this is an island that there's just a tiny little, it's long and it's poorly built. There's one marsh area that they kind of built a bridge, sort of. Like a floating bridge over it that's tied on two sides. But it gets flooded out all the time. When we were crossing it, it was flooded out and I fell through it and I fell into the water. Fucked up my knees and hips. That night, we heard them, and we were like, "Oh, they're getting close, no big deal." My buddy's stepdad was like, "No, get the fuck back in the cabin, bring all the dogs in, bring as much food as we can in." And he had two rifles on him, and he asked us which one could shoot, which was me. It's my friend that was there, is a fucking pussy, doesn't know how to shoot, doesn't know how to fucking do anything. If the world were to end, he'd be the first one to fucking die. He's the human version of a Psy. That's how I describe him. He's a personified Psy. And all of a sudden, we grab everything and we run back in. sitting there. We have two loaded guns out the cabin windows, which were essentially just like, you know, open air. There was no like pane, there was no screen or anything, so we're just open air, and we just see all these fucking coyotes, and they're all fucking jumping on the porch. They're jumping everywhere, and I was like, should we shoot them? My buddy's stepdad was like, no, not yet. We don't have to shoot them yet. Like, you know, once they discover the windows and that they can get in here, is when you start shooting, because there's so many of them, you don't want to alert them. So it was the scariest fucking thing. And they were smart enough and knew people well enough to get over this little 1 foot by one, this little, like, you know, 1 foot wide floating bridge. They found it and came over because they smelled the food we had been making during the day. And they attacked at night, fucking petrifying. So I have them now, where I live in Vermont. We now have them, and it's fucking, I hate it. I hate having them. And the thing is, like, you want to get rid of them, but then you're killing a dog. And that's kind of fucking difficult for me, to kill a dog.
The reefer. Reefer madness is real, folks.
Woo! Mariah Carey's asshole. Woo! Let's talk about Tumblr. Maybe I should just do this as a segment on the Isolationist podcast. Talk about Tumblr. They have something called Agekins that they believe in on Tumblr. And, if you don't believe in that, then you're a bigot, binary, phobic, anti-Z pride, squiggle-washy, yellow coating, awful dickweed. I saw on Tumblr, just exploring around looking for something to fucking get angry at, because that's a healthy, normal human being thing to do. I do make my own problems. Not fully Vermonter yet. I'll purposely look for stuff to get pissed off at. You got a long way to go. Tumblr, they have something called Agekins. Agekins! I saw a guy post, my dad yelled at me for being on the internet too long. He said to go outside. Little does my 54-year-old dad know, he doesn't know anything because I'm a 104-kin. The fuck are you talking about? Oh, you believe you're 104 years old? First off, I don't know a single 104-year-old that can use a goddamn computer, you fucking idiot. If you're 104, that's what you think. You're actually 104, your brain is 104 years old, or whatever dumb shit you believe in, you fucking twat. You're not gonna be on the computer, and your dad's not gonna have to fucking tell you what to do that makes you fucking healthy and an adult. This kid probably doesn't wear fucking deodorant either. Dad probably has to tell him that shit. No, you're not 104 years old. You're fucking 15, fucking 17, whatever weird shit that you're into. Fuck off, you're no better than the girls who thought Slender Man was real and killed someone. But this is like a problem. This is a problem with being connected to the entire world. Is you'll find other people who are weird and freakish like you, and they'll tell you that that's okay. But it's not. It's not fucking okay. Just because some other dude in Sacramento, California, when you live in the shithole area of Ohio, tells you, yeah, I'm an Agekin too. It doesn't mean you're fucking right. It just means you found another freak. And you guys should probably listen to everyone else. There's more people telling you. If there's more people telling you, don't fucking do that, than there are telling you otherwise. Maybe it's not a movement. Maybe it's just people don't want you to be like that. And I'm not talking about stuff like being gay. You know? There are more gay people than there are straight people in my mind. I know more. No more gay people than I do straight people. I don't know if that's true. That's probably a statistic that's way off. But maybe I hang out with a lot more gay people than other people do. I don't fucking know. forgot where I was even fucking going with this rant. Oh, the age kid bullshit. Yeah, how fucking, a fucking sad of a world do we live in? Where like the 9 people that believe something can start, and then they can start recruiting other people to be like, yeah, an age kid's a real thing. No, this is real. Oh, you're a 45-year-old man that wants to live in your parents' basement, wear diapers, play with crayons. Oh yeah, freak, get in here too. You're not weird. You're just you're a 3-kin. That's what you are. Come on, I'll feed ya. You know, your mom is a bigot for not wanting to feed you a 200-pound fucking 50-year-old man baby food. She tells you to grow up and get a job and move out of the basement. No, she's wrong now, because 9 other people on Tumblr told you so. And then that number just grows like a fucking virus. Grows like fucking AIDS spreads, and you watch people's intelligence be like an AIDS patient's T-cell count, and you just watch it drop as the virus spreads more and more in their fucking body, in society. Ugh. We're getting fucking stupid, folks. So yeah, this age-kin bullshit. I just wanted to, like, do that. Nah. Today I'm an 84-year-old kin. Give me the senior discount at the buffet. I need that $3.23 off at fucking Golden Corral today. Just getting a little tight. I'm feeling 84 today. But you don't understand. At 20 or 18 or 15, sorry Tumblr people, you don't know shit. I thought I knew shit. I thought I could fucking be the president and I would be the best fucking president on earth when I was fucking 15. Then when I got to about 25, I went, oh shit, life is really fucking hard. I gotta figure my shit out and how to function. Then at 29, I threw all everything I had learned away, moved 10 hours away into the middle of nowhere and went, fuck it, I can't figure this out, I just need to be alone. I guess I'm a baby too. But yeah, I don't like this. Like, there's certain things, like, that just shouldn't have a group of people. That kind of keeps, people need to keep some shit to themselves, you know? Just fucking, if you honestly believe you're an age kid, just fucking shut up. Just don't tell anyone that. Alright, I'm going to tell you a story. I wonder if there's dragon kins. I wonder if that's a thing. In high school, my friend used to work at a library. But it was the first, like, open source library. Like, you bring your own books in. He would set up a projector where, like, people could come in. People who couldn't afford it could, like, play video games. And, like, people would bring their systems in. It was just a space where, like, nerds could hang out together, basically. But it was, you know, it was in a library and it was endorsed by the county, I guess, or some shit. But, one of the kids who worked there was really weird. I had doubts about him. And, one day he started wearing a dragon tail butt plug. But he had his jeans around it, and he stitched the dragon tail onto his jeans, but there's, like, a butt plug with a wire or some shit attached to it so he could control it. It wasn't a sexual thing for him, he said. But, like, he didn't go in depth with us. And, then we found writing on, they all shared a computer. We found a file where he was writing about his past life as a general in another planet that was super, super fucking evolved. It was, like, millions of years past us, where dragons had become the commanders, and they moved, like, human beings around like pawns, and they just, like, you know, had wars for fun. And he, like, described himself of having a fucking huge curved dick and all these dragon muscles. It wasn't like dragons, like, it wasn't like dragons, like, you're laying in a lair, you know, hoarding gold away. It was like dragons as in, like, they're actual, like, human anthropomorphic dragons. Fucking weird. I think I'm good on this podcast, what I've covered today. Octopuses suck. Otters suck. Guns should be gay. And, koi dogs are the scariest fucking thing I've ever had to worry about in my goddamn life. Moving to where I have has made me a lot less of a pussy. People don't create their own problems where I live, because they have real problems, like getting prepared for the winter and living off, living in a fucking tundra for, living in a tundra for 6 months out of the year when they only make $10,000 a year.